The web is not just a space for technology, but emotion. People who have never met in the flesh become friends, enemies, and even lovers over the space of a few exchanges. The web's ability to build community was underscored this week by the death of a prominent African-American blogger, Steve Gilyard. He was just 42 years old. Gilyard had been hospitalized since February with heart and kidney failure. In internet years, Gilyard was a veteran. A journalist by trade and education, he began in the late 90s as a powerful voice for the Silicon Alley tech site, NetSlaves. A few years later, he became the first featured blogger on the now mammoth liberal web community, Daily Kos. Site founder Marcos Kos Mulitsa-Zuniga has credited bloggers like Gilyard for his project's early success. In 2003, Gilyard struck out on his own, setting up the News Blog with a Friend. It quickly grew into one of the most popular blogs in the progressive blogosphere. Gilyard was your basic no BS blogger, quick to argue and unwilling to suffer fools lightly. But he also had an expansive curiosity. He wrote about elections, video games, military history, whatever struck his fancy. Like the internet itself, he could sometimes offend even his friends. Gilyard's first news blog post in 2003 easily sums up his style. Quote, "Welcome to my new blog. If you've read me at Daily Kos and NetSlaves, then you know what to expect. If not, it's really simple. I say what I mean and mean what I say." Gilyard was an African-American pioneer and often difficult and sometimes lonely role. The New York Times recently remembered Gilyard as well, the first Times obit ever for a weblogger. The paper noted that most of his family didn't know what Gilyard did for a living. His elderly Southern parents didn't even own a computer. If the digital divide has narrowed, it's in part because of people like Steve Gilyard, who lived and worked for so long in the breach. For more on Steve Gilyard, visit our blog News and Views. Just go to npr.org/newsandnotes and click on News and Views.